All right, we're up to Asay Beis. In the Psicha, this is Asay, Essen. Essen reminds some people of things in Yiddish. Essen, but here we're talking about Mitzvah Saseis. So here we come to a very versatile Mitzvah Sasei, which should have a very obvious difficulty with it. But first, let's learn it without any difficulty. You all hold heard of the Mitzvah Sasei, v'yahavta l'reicha kamecha. Right? Love my neighbor. Why did I say your neighbor as thyself? I don't know. Was it being a neighbor? Love your friend as yourself. So let's see what he says. It sounds just like one of those catch-all mitzvahs that you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. So let's know what he says. Well, Aver, someone who talks lashon hara, I dare sipur hazeh gamal mitzvah to save you have to lareicha kabaicha, which is shenestavino b'zeh. Lachus, we're commanded by this, lachus amami chaveray, to feel, to take care of your friend's money, k'mayshuchas al shalatzmai. Now it doesn't say anything about money in the pasuk, we'll have to see. V'lachus akvayt chaveray, it also includes taking care of your friend's honor, l'saper b'shvachay, and to speak about him in a praiseworthy way, k'mayshuchashish al kovet atzmai, the way he would be chayshish for his own honor. So if you gave a class, you'd want everyone to walk out and saying it was wonderful. So if you attend a class, you should do the same. You know what it means?
I have to speak the truth.
I was waiting for someone to say that, okay. So, okay. All right, you can stop while you're ahead. V'hamisapir loshen haro rechilas achaveroi oyamakabal. And the one who speaks lashon hara or rechilas on his friend or accepts it, afim adavar emes, even if you're speaking the truth, nireh ba'aliel shein ha'ayav ha'klal. It's very clear that he doesn't love him. The koshkein, the kamaicha, the vadei eni
mekayim. He said there's no such thing as davar emes according to the,
spoken then the Rav Dessler, the Lev Eliyahu then. Yeah. Lev Eliyahu said emes is truth that you're allowed to say. Truth you're not allowed to say, he said, is not emes. Oh, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if your friend buys something, assuming he can't return it anymore, he bought it, when you meet him, you should say, that looks great, even if it doesn't. Beis Hillel says, if your friend bought something new, you shabcheu be'enov, you ganeu be'enov. What are you going to do? You're going to pray. He says, even if it's not, so Beis Shammai said, v'aleik siv, ahav to lo'echa kamaycha. What do you mean? V'aleik siv, mitvar sheketircha. Beis Shammai says, mitvar sheketircha. Your friend buys a suit, you tell him, oh, that looks awful, according to Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel says, no, emes is a truth that the Torah tells you to say, and if the Torah tells you not to say it, that's not emes. Just be quiet, okay. It certainly applies to Shalom Bayis. And we learned that Chanifa is a flattery, is an Avera, but I read Darcha Sadiqim who said, except for you, to your wife. You can flatter your wife. There's no Avera in that. Now getting back here, V'haraya gedayla alzeh. I'll prove it to you. Everybody knows his own failings. He doesn't want a single person to know his own failures. Healthy people want to keep their eschatoi ani eda, David says. I know my sins. After advertised. And if it happens that your friend knows some of your failings, and your friend tells others, someone says something bad about you, you don't want the listener to believe it. You don't want people to look at you negatively. Even though he knows he has failings, since a person loves himself, so he's not worried about truth. He just wants that he should be seen favorably. Cain, That's the way you have to treat your friend. Lochus al kvoida b'cholo eifanim. V'loy lechinam kos v'lonu atayra. Now listen to this. We got the right week for it. Loy lechinam kos v'lonu atayra. Ma'isa d'noyach. You got to the parasha yet? This week's parasha. V'yoshes. V'yesht. I'm sorry. V'yishkar. V'yizgal. Noyach drinks. Gets drunk. And exposes himself. V'yar chom. And chom does not treat him well. B'shem v'yafes. Kisu aser v'saviyem. And the Shem and Yafes, they worried about their father's honor, and they covered him. And the Torah says how they were blessed. Rabbi Shua is about to ask. Can't hold it in. What? Okay, I thought the question you were going to ask is that's kibarav. It's not a raya to after echa kamaicha. You're saying is that there are times where a person wants people to be critical. Then what? Constructive? That's what he said yesterday. But constructive criticism. So we know that Lashon Hara L'Teyelas is mutter. If he doesn't mind, means if it's not for a Teyelas, then he's Meichel. But L'Teyelas, it's fine. You tell somebody that... It's mutter L'Teyelas. If you hate him, you can't say it. But if it's Lashon Hara L'Teyelas, you're allowed to say it. Matter of fact, the Gemara says if one witness comes to Bezdin, he knows there's no second witness, and he bears testimony. So Gemara tells a story. Tuvia and Zigud. So Zigud said that Tuvia did an Avera. So they beat up Tuvia, they gave Marcus to Zigud. So he said, Tuvia Chatev, Zigud Mangid? Tuvia does the Avera and Zigud gets beat up. He says, yes, Lashon Hara. If there are two witnesses, you say it. Anyway, this is all V'Avtal Avecha Kamaicha, which I think overall we understand and we have no problem with. There's one bomb kasha, which Tosis in Sanhedrin and Beis asks, but doesn't answer such a satisfying way. There are two well-known drushes in the Torah that contradict each other. You have to love your neighbor means you have to love your neighbor as yourself. For example, the Rambam says, you're the person who's sick who want people to visit him, so you go visit the chola. The kasha is, the Gemara Darshan is, chayecha kaidmin l'chayecha vercha. That your life takes precedence to your friend's life. So if I have an hour and I could visit a chola or I could do something for myself, it sounds like chayecha kodmim l'chayecha vercha. It seems to be a contradiction.
So chayecha kodmim is it's the same thing. Let's say you want to do something.
I have an hour. I can either visit a chola or I could take a nap.
Visit my child or something else. Not the child. Or I could do something for my own health.
Right. So you go first.
You go first.
So when is it a mitzvah to visit a sick person? I should always better use the time for myself.
There's a mitzvah to visit.
Kamaicha means like me.
Unless there's a specific thing that it's you and the gay are also in the same kasha, you go first. If you and the gay are in the same kasha, you go first. If you're not...
We're saying it's the difference is the same parasha or different parasha. That's what you're saying.
What? Well,
all right, maybe.
When you can't do, when it's a choice, such that you can't, if you miss this opportunity for yourself, it's lost. But if you could do for yourself the same thing at another time, then you should do for your friend.
One is if it's lost. That's the Gemara's example. It's a lost example. Okay, I don't know. The Tisus is not to understand. Tisus there says, after Echa Kamaicha is, the Gemara says, if you kill somebody in Bezdin, Baror Lai Misa Yafa, find him a good Misa. So Taisa says, after Echa Kamaicha is when you're about to kill a guy. So Baror Lai Misa Yafa. But otherwise, Chayecha Kaimah. Very hard to understand Taisa. Very hard.
The Ramban in Kedoshim, after Echa Kamaicha, he says, it's a guzma. Nobody can love.
Nobody
him.
Loves someone else
nobody
as much
can
as
love.
Himself.
Nobody
can love anybody as much as himself.
As much as himself.
Okay, they're here.
Phil said that if you go to court and you make a claim against somebody, you can't be sued for defamation in court itself. In the court, you can't be sued for defamation. So Does that apply also to Lashon Hara? You say this guy's a guy, Rabban Cohen's a guy.
Litayelas.
And he's a liar, and he's a liar.
Defamation by English law is when it's false. Is that correct?
That's right.
So it's false, not when it's true.
That's right. Libel.
Truth is the defense. So if I know someone's a crook, I can say he's a crook. That's it's right. Only if it's a lie. So what Lashon Hara is when you're telling the truth.
Only the truth.
Only the Tayelis. Only the Tayelis you're allowed to. Anyway, the Rambam seems to say that I have to lay a kamaycha as a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, you have a right to say, I have a dollar, I could either buy my friend a soda or buy myself a soda. I'd rather buy myself a soda. You have a right. But if you buy him a soda, you make a mitzvah of a half to lo yecha kamaycha. It's not an obligation. It's a kiyum.
Okay,
if you do it, you do it.
You split the soda, you have a cup and half.
Okay. Alright, let's say it's a lollipop. It's a lollipop, Monty. One lollipop. It's a lollipop. You didn't give it to him or you didn't give it to yourself. Hot to split a lollipop.
Piece of cookie.
Anyway, the question is a strong question, and alright, so anyway, we'll go with the Rambam, what appears to be the Rambam's Mahalach. And if that's the case, after Recha Kamaycha is a mitzvah kiyumis, and if you speak Lashon Hara on somebody, actually it's not Chayecha Kaidman, so if you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, you're violating after Recha Kamaycha. It's not a case of Chayecha Kaidman. Alright, so this is the... What you're saying is, chayecha kaidmin is to be used sparingly. It's a heter. Use it occasionally, but you can't use it all the time, because then you don't help anybody. Which is less. Which you don't like, don't do it to someone else. Okay. What you said before, that... Okay. Okay, at any rate, certainly it's a challenge to sit and learn that you should worry about someone else's honor as much as you worry about your own honor. Everybody worries about his own honor more. Okay, Gimel. The third mitzvah sasei, lepa'amim, occasionally, ayvernami b'mitzvah sasei, debitzedek tishbeiram yisecha. Okay, this is a misunderstood mitzvah, which the Chafetz Chaim explains. Betzedek tishbeiram yisecha is to judge your neighbor favorably. And many books have been written. There's a book called The Other Side of the Story, I think. And it's all kinds of fantastic explanations for otherwise, unexplainable behavior, inexcusable behavior. So it seems from the book that if you see a friend eating pork on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, you have to figure out exactly, you know, why exactly it happened, you know, like, some type of, science fiction excuse, you know, stolen by aliens and whatever it was. That's not correct. There's no such obligation. Let's see what he says. He says, "Pa'amim oivernami b'mzaseiv seitush b'ramisecha kugayin sharas chaveiroi shidibar osamaisan." You see someone do something. V'yesh b'davar azel l'shayfte l'tzaratoy v'l'tzaraschus l'hafchay. You can judge it positively or negatively. Afilu imhu ish beinani. He was an average person. So if it can go either way, he's not saying that you have to find some strange story. He's saying if it can be explained one of two ways, because it's a pashti yid, you still have to judge him favorably.
For instance, if somebody uses the word dog, you mean dog means throwing it away?
Dog is to judge.
Revealing, that's the
shadow today. Don is judge. Din. The word don is judging. Like din.
D-U-M-B.
Oh, D-U-M-B.
The shadow today, yeah. Somebody said the word dump. So the
pasuk
was, get rid of the evidence. The other dump. So he said, no, he didn't mean it. Like
meant deliver.
Dump it, was let everybody see it, be transparent. So there was two ways to
look at it. Okay. And in parentheses he says, If the person you see do something bad is a known God fearing person, even if it's more likely to be an Avera than not. In other words, for an average person, you're not obligated to bend over backwards and find a way to explain something negative that he did. For an average person, if you can go both ways, you go positive. If it's not likely, then there's no such obligation. For someone who's a known Yirei Elokim, so you have to try harder to explain, it's more likely. Someone who speaks negatively because of what he said or did. I am a kabbal shen eschazik etzloi lignus. I'm a kabbal, someone who hears lashon hara shen eschazik etzloi lignus. Avur zesh shama alav, and he says it was a bad thing he did because of what he heard. V'loi don oisir lekavschus oivir b'mitzas aseizu. So there's no obligation to go out of your way to judge him favorably unless it's likely or he's a known Yirei Elokim. Now here it's very important to add a nekuda. We, many years ago, learned Taima Devaira. We learned the mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do whatever the Torah describes God, God is a racham, a chanun, you have to do the same. So at that time, I think Harvey Babbage was here, and he said, I have a question. God punishes. Shouldn't we be punishing? God punishes people who do bad things, so why don't we do the same thing? Take a paddle and hit a guy who does bad things. What?
We do. We have a bezdin to do it.
Why do we have to have a bezdin? God does it without a bezdin. Well, when we do good things, we don't say God is a bezdin, so let bezdin do good things. We say we do good things because God does good things. We don't say give it to bezdin. All right, anyway, I think what you're saying, which is what I quoted then from a Schwab, is that God's job is to be a judge. So he judges. If you have a job and your job is to be a judge, so you'll judge. It's not my job to judge everybody I see. I see people all the time. I'm not obligated to judge him. I see someone do something, I shrug my shoulders. I say, oh, live and let live. He'll listen to me and behave better, so I try to tell him. But otherwise, why judge anybody? Why judge people? It's a waste of effort. Yeah. Only verbalizing. You're talking about the mitzvah of Bitzet Tishben HaMisecha. Bitzet Tishben HaMisecha, has anything to do with verbalizing it. It has to do with judging him. Judging him in your mind. Yeah. I think so. I think it's only Lashon Hara when you... Yeah, but someone who speaks Lashon Hara is also Iver on Bitzet Tishben HaMisecha. Lepamim, he doesn't say all the time, sometimes he's Iver on it. So that's the Chafetz Chaim's raya. Later in the Sefer, it says, "Lo'olam havidonas kol adam lekavschus." It sounds like it's a midah taiva, but it's a chiyuv mitzvah mitzvah deraisa mitzvah tishpein amisecha. Why does the Mishnah say like a midah taiva? So there he answers that if it's 50-50, you're obligated. If you can be translated either way, you're obligated to touch it well. If, however, it's most likely from what the appearance is, it's most likely that there's no explanation. He's spraying graffiti on the wall. So most likely is there's no explanation. It's a mitzvah.
When he said that if one is unkalakaskus in your own mind, verb that means in your mind unkalakaskus. The other one is talking about doing something and judging somebody. Maybe there's a difference.
But you're saying the difference very arbitrarily.
You always have to have the need of thinking that everybody's doing something.
No, you're saying arbitrarily, you're saying a difference without a right to it. In the Chafetz Chaim's right, let them have it done kol odom lekavschus. Kol odom means anybody. Tzaddik, you always have to judge, you're mechuyev to judge lekavschus.
You're supposed to live next to good people, tzaddikim, and stay away from neighbors that are bad. Isn't that judging? You don't judge. How do you know? We're judging. The one who lives next to you, right?
Yeah. Just like Lashon Hara is mutar l'tayelhes, you can judge people. If you have to judge you know, which Rebbe to go to, or
didn't Yaakov hit him because he didn't want to be affected by Esav,
right?
And said that he did something wrong about
him. Yeah, Russia, you're allowed to judge.
What?
Russia, you're allowed to judge a kohen. It's also very hard to explain when a guy takes a bow and arrow and shoots people. It's very hard to be down the kapsus. Like,
the Rabbi says, the whole person.
That's already a drasha. Okay, the whole person that comes. All right. So these are.
Rav just contradicted the answer that Rav gave to Babich. Rav just said we're not supposed to judge.
Yeah.
The mitzvah is we're supposed to judge.
Yeah, favorably. It's a mitzvah. When you speak ill of someone, you're violating the mitzvah to judge people properly. On the other hand,
the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges right and wrong. We are told to judge. No, why aren't we emulating HaKadosh Baruch
Hu? We're told to see the good in people. If someone could go one way or the other, 50-50, you have to see the good in people. That's for sure. Now, let's say it's not 50-50. Let's say it goes to Tzad Hara. You're not over Deraisa. You see someone, like I said, spraying graffiti on the wall, you can assume he's doing an Aveira. But the Midah is, I don't know if there's any way of explaining spraying graffiti, but the Midah is, if it's possible, to try to come up with an explanation, if it's possible. But, I remember when this Jewish settler shot up in Mars Machpelah. Someone called me, said, you heard this guy, his name's Ozaya. I said, isn't Lashon Hara what you're telling me? He said, why Lashon Hara? It's on the news. I said, yeah, but I didn't listen to the news. If you don't tell me his name is one thing, you're telling me his name, why isn't it Lashon Hara? What's it got to do with me? Now, I can't judge him with a kaf schus. The guy was, he was a kook, he was nuts, maybe, you know, but I can't say what he did was good. It's not good for the Jews, not good for the Arabs. You know, it's not good for anybody, what he did. But it's a stamp to say Lashon Hara.
An explanation that was supposedly suppressed, where he had gone by this mosque and he heard some kind of plan in the work to do the terrorist act, and he took matters into his own hands.
Yeah, well, it could be. And that thing down the Kafskos, okay.